I woke up before 7, nervous anticipation buzzing through me. I didn't feel like this 48 hours ago, the day I was supposed to get married. That morning had been filled with nausea. Butterflies, I'd called them. How was I so blind? There was a text message from Nigel that came in hours ago. Should I be excited or worried? Especially since it just said, "Call me when you wake up." I dialed immediately.
"Hey,"
he answered, his voice tired. No reason to panic or jump to conclusions. "I saw your message. Are you all right?"
"Hang on. I'll come find you when I'm done."
His voice was muffled, as if he'd covered the mouthpiece. I knew before he said he was at the office.
"The game crashed in the middle of the night, so I've been in the office since about 3.
"In the morning? On a Sunday? That sucks. Boo."
"I wanted your time today. I'm sorry."
I was bummed, but I wasn't mad. This wasn't Easton, who came up with last-minute excuses to keep me from spending time with my friends. This was Nigel, who I trusted implicitly.